it's muted. So you need to put this like that. I think. Nope, I don't. Yep.
Yes.
Yes. Can we close the doors? Thank you very much. So anyone that knows some history of Rust is going to be very excited about this talk, and Raki is going to tell us about what's going on with Rust, with Servo.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. I am Raki, and I'm a software engineer. I work on Servo at Igalia. Before even I start with the talk, I'm very curious about the audience. Like, how many of you are writing Rust as professionally or like, you know, full-time? Okay, many of you. And how many of you are writing like maybe personal project, interest? Okay, how many of you are coming from front-end or back-end world? I still see some hands. Perfect, this is like perfect audience for this talk actually. So good. Normally when I start a talk, I tell about the project I'm going to talk about, right? But today I want to start by answering some questions because people have questions. What is happening, right? Is it dead? Is it alive? What is happening with Servo project? So I'm simply going to take you a bit back and walk you through Servo's journey in this slide. Around 2012, it started at Mozilla Research, around the same time when Rust project also started. They were quite working together, actually. And people who have been active in Rust community or have known about Servo project, they knew Servo around 2016, 17, 18, what was happening. But in my previous slide, right, like this slide, these questions came in when we were in 2020. Like a lot was happening in 2020, but this also happened when Mozilla's layoff impacted the Servo team. And this kind of affected the whole team, and the future was not that bright as we thought. Around the same time, Servo project joined Linux Foundation. There were few people from Servo team who were trying to maintain the project in their personal time, but that is not enough. Servo project is huge, and that's not enough. It needs funding, it needs more people, expertise, and many other things, right? And around 2022, talks about restarting Servo started, but how? Like I just mentioned, it needs lots of funding, lots of expertise, lots of people, right? Who is gonna start? So in 2023, a team was formed at Igalia, and we restarted the Servo project. So what we did in 2023, like list is not huge, but I want to keep it like small because this is not like really focus of the talk today. We restarted the project first half of the year. We were trying to maintain the project, take it out of the maintenance mode actually, tell people what is happening with project, and we have restarted the project. Like that's what I'm trying to mean there by outreach. Make it easy for new people to contribute because an open source project is literally nothing without the contributors. We started work on Layout Engine. We started shipping CSS 2 features. We also had to make a choice between Layout Engine. We in Servo have two Layout Engine, or still have it, but we haven't deprecated the last one. We ended up choosing to work on Layout 2020. The old one is called Layout 2013. I'm not gonna talk too much about it. You can go to the wiki and you can find why we took the decision of choosing Layout 2020. At the end of the project, I have a QR code that will give you access to this slide, so don't worry about searching for it now. In 2023, we also worked on internal WPT so that we can track the web platform tests, and we built lots of Servo demos because when you're talking about a project, right, it is very important to show things. You can't just like sit at computer and code and talk about we are doing this and that, but there is no way to test it. There is no way. I'm saying we build CSS feature, but hey, how can I test it, right? So there were few servo demos before available as well, so we also moved it to the new servo demo website. And then we did quite a lot of embedding work. We built a mini browser that is going to be focus of this talk. This was 2023. I also want to cover what we are going to do in 2024 because it's already here. We are in February. We want to continue the project maintenance and the outreach because some of you, I'm sure, we're not sure about where Servo project is going, and I'm sure there are people outside this room who are still not sure, right? So we want to make sure that everyone in community is aware what is going on. We want to continue shipping CSS support. Right now, while I'm standing, we still have a few peers open that is related to tables. We are really trying to ship this table support in Servo. We want to continue working on embedding API and the initial Android support. We already have initial build that runs on CI already. We landed this PR, I think, 2 weeks ago or maybe 1 week ago. Let's not go with somewhere between 2 or 1 week ago, okay? right, like if you see, like the list is pretty much similar to what we did in last year. And this embedding, this is the focus of the talk today. And I am talking about embedding because embedding has been asked from the community for very long. I was just like looking on internet, like Reddit, you know, Hacker News, and just Twitter, GitHub. What are people asking? And I ended up like collecting some things. If you see that screenshot, this servo embedding part was asked 11 years ago. And right, this is exactly like kind of what I'm trying to tell you when I'm saying that we can't just like, you know, tell, hey, we are adding support to servo or X or Y feature without without showing you a POC how this feature is working or how you as a user can test it, right? So last year around the summer when we did lots of maintenance and took it out of like, you know, maintenance mode, we decided we want to work on embedding. And then we ended up building a mini browser actually. And while we're talking about mini browser, like any open source project for the first step is to like, of course, open an issue. That's what I did. I opened an issue. And we wanted to decide how we want to move, right? What do we want? Which library we want to use? I opened an issue initially, and we had some discussion. The whole idea behind opening an issue was to get comments from the community if they have some suggestions on using libraries. We already had this WinIt window that we were using in the code base, and we thought maybe we can have a quick POC. You don't want to spend years building something without knowing how people or how companies or users who is going to use your product going to feel it, about it, right? So we ended up building a mini browser. You know, I want to show you actually. So if I go just do a macro, and I hope you can see screen. Yes, this is like the mini browser. Just keep